It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olean. And Matt, this week you went to a movie in your home TV screen again, because we can't go to the big screens yet. It's a Spike Lee joint, The Five Bloods.
And I must say, Spike Lee released this film at absolutely the opportune time in our nation right now, in the wake of the George Floyd death in Minneapolis. You know, he could have waited and released this in theaters like some filmmakers are doing, but I think putting this on Netflix right now is the right call. This is a film about four ex-Vietnam servicemen, all African-American. Delroy Lindo is kind of the main character, and they go back to Vietnam to retrieve the remains of a fallen comrade, Storman Norman, who served with them and did not make it out of Vietnam. He's played by Chadwick Boseman from Black Panther fame in the flashbacks. But there's a lot going on with this movie. There's a lot of messaging by Spike Lee. There's a lot of talk about how in Vietnam there were far more African-American soldiers than African-American population in the U.S., so they were getting the disproportionate brunt of the tough duty over there. There's a lot of talk about current issues and going on. One of the characters in the film has a MAGA hat, voted for President Trump. The other three comrades are stunned by this and very upset by it. So there's a lot of things going on here. It feels like a film that has a lot to say about current issues and past issues with African-Americans. And so it's a perfect film for this time. Spike Lee, of course, telegraphs a lot of his punches. He telegraphs a lot of his messaging, but that is his style, and there's a lot of it going on here. As for the story, they're there to retrieve the remains of their friend, but they're also there to retrieve some gold supposedly left there by the CIA, and they have all kinds of different ideas what they're going to do with the gold. So it's really a journey film. They're led by a guide when they get there, a Vietnamese guide. There's memories of past events in Vietnam. Delroy Lindo has PTSD. He's the main character. His son comes along, played by Jonathan Majors, to help, and he kind of becomes the de facto fifth blood. So it becomes this journey film up the river, and there's homages to various films. We hear Ride of the Valkyries play as they head up the river with their guide. Of course, that's from Apocalypse Now. The film feels like a regurgitation of Treasure of the Sierra Madre in parts. There's references to Bridge on the River Kwai. So a lot of cinephile stuff going on with Spike Lee. Very entertaining movie. It's a long movie, 2.5 hours, but it's always entertaining.
Well, I know that Spike Lee's favorite movie is The Treasure of the Sierra Madre, which we talked about recently as being an Oscar that you thought was way overrated. But
yes, we did.
Obviously, there's a search for gold in this particular movie, so that's a homage to The Treasure of the Sierra Madre.
It is, and what gold can do to men as they search for it. You know, they seem like they're all in this together, but things get a little crazy. The real great performance in the film is Delroy Lindo. He has PTSD. He is got a lot of problems. He's got problems with his son. It's a phenomenally well-versed performance. He's wild. He's sensitive. He's all over the place. You don't know what he's going to do next. He can fly off the handle. It's really the perfect role for Delroy Lindo at this point in his career. Some problems with the film, though, and I'm going to point these out. I think the story is fairly ludicrous, almost beyond belief at some point. We're to believe these are 70, 71-year-old men who've been through a war. We know a lot of Vietnam vets, Doug, have health issues, and yet they're trudging through the jungle for about a 2 to 3 day hike to find this gold, and they don't seem to be physically ailing. It doesn't seem to be terribly difficult for them to make it through, and that I found that to be very, very, very unrealistic. There's also a subplot involving one of the characters, Otis, who had an affair with a Vietnamese woman during the war, and he discovers that he has a daughter with her. And when the daughter shows up in the film, and keep in mind, this film takes place in current day, 2019, 2020, the daughter looks no more than 30. So that is impossible, of course, if he was in Vietnam from 67 to 71. So Spike Lee, I think, gets a little sloppy with the timeline, the age of the actors, things like that, and physically what these characters would be capable of at that point in their lives. So those are the weak points of the film.
Well, I do note that there are flashbacks in this film, and Spike Lee does something pretty interesting with the age of the characters in those flashbacks.
That was a very interesting part that at first jarred me, and then I liked it. So the film is shot in widescreen, but when they go to the flashbacks, your screen will kind of shrink to a 4x3 television format. And in the flashbacks, Chadwick Boseman is young. He plays Norman, who was killed in the war. But the other four characters are all played by Delroy Lindo and the other actors. So they're like 70 years old in the flashbacks. And I think what he's trying to point out there is when we look back on our lives, it's sometimes hard to visualize ourselves young. And these men are old at this point, and that's how they see themselves in the flashbacks, as older men next to the young Chadwick Boseman. I think that worked pretty well, because as you know, Doug, sometimes in movies when characters have to age, they use different actors at different points, and it's always tricky to sync that up and make an actor look like another actor at a different stage in the character's life, if that makes sense.
Also, I know that Spike Lee, as you mentioned, likes to put a lot of detailed sort of insider stuff in his movies that you got to peel away. And one of those pieces is that the first names of these principal characters, Paul, Otis, Eddie, and Melvin, are the first names of the Temptations, who would have been a very popular group during the Vietnam War.
And Delroy Lindo's son in the film, his character's name is David, based on David Ruffin. So they're all represented here. Marvin Gaye's music is heavily featured in the film. I want to point out a couple major French actors who are in the film as well. And you know, the French have a long history in Vietnam. Jean Reno from The Professional, he's a very good actor, big star in France. He kind of plays the money man who goes into business with the Bloods to try to, and the Bloods is what they call themselves, by the way, to retrieve the gold. He wants a cut of the money, but he may not be completely trustworthy. And Melanie Thierry plays a French expatriate, let's say, who's using her family's fortune to good. She's trying to clear landmines in Vietnam still left over, and that's a key plot point. Keep your eye open when you watch this film for landmines. But the film is consistently entertaining. Little far-fetched in a few spots, but overall I liked it. Maybe not quite as good as Black Klansman, though. And in style, it's not really like The Deer Hunter or Apocalypse Now. It's more like an adventure film, like Gene Hackman and Uncommon Valor, which was a Vietnam film where he and a bunch of people went back to get POWs.
Well, I'm a big fan of Delroy Lindo, so I'm glad he's got a big role. And Chadwick Boseman is sort of the man of the hour, the Black Panther, so he's getting a lot of attention these days.
And I think Lindo could get a Best Actor nomination. It's tough to tell right now in June, but it's a phenomenal performance. He dominates the screen.
You mentioned that there were a number of Oscar movie kind of connections in the storytelling here. You mentioned a couple of them. Let's review them, because Spike Lee obviously likes to wire this stuff around in his films. You mentioned Apocalypse Now. What else?
Mm-hmm. Bridge on the River Kwai. And Treasure of the Sierra Madre, three of his favorite films.
And there is an explosion that happens in this film that mirrors a famous explosion in another Spike Lee Oscar winner, that screenplay for Black Klansman.
Okay.
So watch for that. Okay. We've been to the movies with Matt O'Lean.